It's believed to be Western New York's first dedicated space for recovering COVID-19 patients. The Elderwood Nursing Home in Amherst is turning its 22-bed rehab wing into a wing for COVID-19 patients, who are well enough to be released from the hospital, but still in need of post-acute care.
We have created truly an isolated unit, isolated in every way, and we think that we have done as good and complete a job in creating a safe unit as is possible.
Elderwood's CEO, Warren Cole, adds they're simply getting out ahead of a New York State mandate. The State Department of Health announced last week that nursing homes cannot turn away a resident just because they may have COVID-19. Many nursing homes downstate have already dedicated units to COVID-19 care.
Just kind of sends everyone into a frenzy of worry, obviously.
Rachel Kosis, 86-year-old grandmother, is a resident at the Amherst Nursing Home. She understands the need for more beds, but isn't sure a nursing home is the best place to put them. An outbreak in a Washington State nursing home has already been linked to more than 30 deaths.
Just knowing that the risk is so high, it just doesn't seem like it's worth it. If there's even, you know, a 1% chance that someone could possibly get the virus and get sick and spread it to all of the other staff or residents.
Dr. Paul Shields, the facility's medical director, says nursing homes are already at risk from community spread, and that a dedicated COVID unit won't increase the risk. He claims it may actually lower it.
The creation of this unit theoretically reduces the risk of spread by isolating staff, a behavior that is not necessarily done in the space until patients are symptomatic. We're doing that presumptively and limiting. We're limiting cross-spread from others.
Elderwood officials say they expect to start admitting COVID patients in the next few days, and as of now, do not plan to open COVID units at their other Western New York nursing homes. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.